This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forests of Norway. We're getting the details from the founder as far as how he envisions this will be. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-453. It's yet another in a long series of Liberty projects. The Free State Project, of course, being the most successful of all, with now over 1,600 people having made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The idea being to gather libertarians and voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, all together into the same geographic area. And New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project. There have been a myriad of other imitators, most of whom who have crashed and burned and never really gone anywhere. But Liberland is still kind of floating out there. We haven't gotten an update from Liberland in a little bit. Maybe there's news about that that we haven't seen. We'll look into that. But Liberstad is different from Liberland. Liberland is between Serbia and Bosnia, right? Is that right?
Croatia, I believe.
Okay, Serbia and Croatia, and then Liberstad is in Norway. We're going to get into more of the details here. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And let's go to Tim. He is in Wyoming, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Tim.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate
yes, sir.
It. I don't know if you've talked about this yet tonight, but the busted dictator has made a choice for the Supreme Court. And I heard you talking earlier about open carry, about, you know, you're talking about Second Amendment, First Amendment all the time, but basically the person who's looking to fill the space right now, or who our dictator is looking to fill the space on the court, is an anti-Second Amendment proponent. So we're looking at a shift again in the Supreme Court. Now, as far as your Free State Project goes, I mean, I'm not putting that down or anything, but you still have to be, you're still inside the boundaries of the United States of America. So you still have to
follow for now.
I mean, if you want to say for now, you can say that,
I'll say it for now.
Well, okay. Will you be able to secede from the United States? Is that the ultimate goal of the Free State Project?
No,
that's the goal for some of us.
Yeah, not for the Free State Project as an organization. The Free State Project just exists to promote liberty-minded people moving to New Hampshire and getting active, some of whom agree with secession, others do not. So, Darryl,
I don't think I particularly agree with it, but go on with your point about...
You're chicken.
I just don't think it's practical. Go on with your point about the Supreme Court justice, if you would.
Well, the Supreme Court justice, his position is such that he will change the fundamental, he will change the decisions or try to reverse the decisions that have been made that have actually gone more towards freedom than away from freedom. So that's why I'm bringing this up. And as I said, I don't know whether or not you'd brought it up earlier today or tomorrow.
No, I haven't talked about it because I don't know that much about the guy. When I've read the reports that I've read, have basically either characterized him as centrist or leftist. But the left,
I can tell you this: he's a statist, whoever he is.
Well,
doesn't matter what his politics are, whether he's a Republican or a Democrat. Anybody who they nominate is going to be not pro freedom.
Right. Well, in all likelihood, what you're saying, Ian, is true, is that he is a statist because he's actually, okay, this is the townhall.com, townhall.com report news report that I was reading actually while I was on hold. They were saying, it was saying that he was sent to Oklahoma City to prosecute Timothy McVeigh, who they singled out, you know, who supposedly single-handedly blew up the Murrah building in Oklahoma mm-hmm. City, which we know isn't true. Now, it doesn't say alleged.
Well, I don't know. I've heard some rumors and conspiracy theories, and they're interesting, but I don't know what the truth is.
Well, there's a lot of truth floating around out there. Unfortunately, I'm not saying you're ignoring it, but there's a lot of truth out there that most people are not aware of. So,
this guy is a former prosecutor.
He's scum
of the earth.
Well, it's a possibility.
I guess what I don't understand is why people care. Because whoever it is that's going to be nominated is going to be a scumbag, because that's how the federal government is. You don't get to be a federal judge to where you then get appointed to the Supreme Court. You don't get to the point of being a federal judge unless you are a total statist who is going to do what the government's bidding is.
Well, I agree with you in principle in that case, but I can't, you know, everybody should be judged on their own merits, okay? Possibly his merits.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you that. That much is true. But I'm going to go ahead and presume, until proven otherwise, that if you're a federal judge, you're a low life.
Well,
throw peaceful people in a prison cell because they violated some nonsense law. Huh?
How about innocent until proven guilty? How about that? I mean, that's a principle.
It's proof enough that they work for the federal government as a judge. That's enough proof.
I think Ian's obviously going to assume that everybody who works within the state apparatus is guilty until proven innocent, and that's his MO.
I understand that, yeah.
What I would, however, do is I'm just kind of interested in seeing what Obama wants to do here, because the political thing for him to do is to appoint somebody that is marginally acceptable to the Republicans, because then he is more likely to get this hearing that he believes is constitutional or whatever, or he can appoint somebody who is unpalatable and then make the Republicans attempt to make the Republicans look bad for not having the hearing, which is a stupid hearing in the first place, because, you know, to have a hearing and say no is the equivalent of not having a hearing.
Well, that's true. But when the hearing it doesn't have to happen. Okay. They can choose to ignore the fact that this person has been nominated by somebody who only is nominating the person to destroy what has been built, the foundations of liberty, if you will.
But he's not going to get it. This guy isn't going to slide through in the dark of night. The Republicans don't want to let him through.
That's what
foundations of liberty?
Liberty? Well, the foundations of liberty are crumbling, okay? Let's put it
The courts
way.
More often than not rule on the side of the state, no matter what the issue is.
I'm saying that our country was based upon a foundation of liberty. That's what I'm saying. Now, the foundations of liberty that our country was built
Tell
upon.
Tell that to the slaves.
Okay, let's not go into the slavery aspect, because other countries...
Okay, we'll conveniently ignore that for the purposes of you making your point.
Not,
go ahead.
We're not ignoring that. The fact is that it did happen here, yes, and other countries had it too. And yes, we abolished it.
Well, you can't really call that a foundation
Ian,
of liberty.
Would you stop this? I mean, I just don't understand your point here. There are better and there are worse Supreme Court justices. They are not at all an equal shade of crap.
To me, they are.
No, they're not. Well, that's because of your ignorance.
No.
You're looking
some
for the glass.
Wait a second.
How many Supreme Court justices are there? Wait a second. I'm
right now, there are
questions.
Eight.
Okay.
Eight
and
right now,
can you
right?
name some of them for me?
Sotomayor is
That's
one
a good
of
one.
Them.
That's a new one.
Scalia.
Okay, Scalia's dead.
Okay. He's the guy that just died.
See, this is the point, is you can't name more than
I
one
I don't need
Supreme
to know
Court.
Who they are. They're scum. They're trash. They support the government. They work for the state. They do the state's bidding. They back the state up. They increase the size of the police state. I got nothing good to say about these people.
Okay,
I don't care who they are.
Since since the call was about this guy that got nominated,
Ginsburg.
Merrick Garland, I'm looking at the Wiki article, and SCOTUS blog apparently says that he tended to take a broader view of First Amendment rights. So that's kind of good. In cases related to FOIA request, he's ruled in favor of government transparency. However, there was a court hearing in 2003 in which Judge Garland voted unanimously, along with his fellow judges there in the D.C. Court of Appeals, that the courts do not have the authority to hear legal challenges from prisoners in Guantanamo Bay.
So, again, all of these people are going to have their ups and their downs, but for the most part, it's downs, because the government is not getting more free over time. We're not getting more liberty out of the Supreme Court. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate hearing from you, and ultimately what he thinks, I don't really care. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Yeah, Free Talk Live, Ian doesn't care what
whoever
you have to say.
Whoever wins, that's not what I said. I said I don't care who this person is. You can have whatever opinion you want, and you can share it with us, 855-450-FREE, but whoever wins will lose.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. And we're talking about Liberstad, the plan to turn some of the forests of Norway, the southern portion of Norway, about 60 acres worth of it, into a thriving freedom zone. And will it succeed? Well, so far the organizer says he's got interest from 60 possible investors and is looking for at least 100. And so we'll tell you more about what's going on with this plot that is being hatched. You can also join us at 855-450-FREE. And you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Super Beets. It's a superfood that it's a powder that you mix with water, or, Daryl, you take it, you mix it with a smoothie, make it into a smoothie.
Throw it in a smoothie.
Yep.
I recently ran out, and you have not
I'm working on getting you some more, buddy.
A refill.
I know what it's like not to have your super beets, and I feel similarly. So what it's got in is all natural dietary nitrates, and they're sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation, support my healthy blood pressure naturally. I feel the energy and stamina boost within 20 minutes, and it's good for your the nitric oxide, which are generated by the dietary nitrates, are good for your circulatory system. They're good for your cardiovascular health, and if you're over the age of 40, this is something you need to be concerned with. This isn't just another supplement. You need to investigate this. And the best way to investigate it is start out at ftlbeets.com. Now, if you don't feel the results, if you don't see the results, I'm seeing them all the time. I know it's working for me. But if you don't experience that, you don't pay. It's guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get the nitric oxide indicator strips to show that it's working. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds. Booklet, I think is the best way to describe it, about 50 pages, and all of it comes with free shipping. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. I can't recommend it highly enough.
More about Liberstad on the way. Let's first go to Skype, where David is on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was going to talk about the FSP separation real quick, if I can.
The Free State Project separation, you mean like the blog post that was made over at freetalklive.com and freekeen.com late last night announcing that Free Talk Live is releasing the Free State Project from any obligations they have with an agreement with Free Talk Live, meaning releasing them from their side of the agreement, if that's what they want.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not real clear on what that actually means in like, on air. I know that Ian speaks very genuinely, enthusiastically about, Liberty Forum and Pork Fest. Are you going to be, like, banned from doing that now, or that's, like, against
Well, we
whatever?
Don't know what the Free State Project is going to do. There are a group of people who are attempting to pressure, and you know this, David, but I'm explaining for our audience, that there's a group of people within the Free State Project, members, early movers in the Free State Project, who are trying to pressure the Free State Project board members and others into ostracizing, or rather disassociating, I think is the word that they use.
No punishment is too outlandish for some folks.
No doubt.
As far as they're concerned.
But the official petition that they're promoting asks for the Free State Project to disassociate from Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, and FreeKeen.com. And so ultimately, if that's what the Free State Project decides to do, and we don't know what they're going to decide to do, but if that's what they decide to do, then that would essentially end the agreement that we had between Free Talk Live and the Free State Project.
Not only that, but, and I realize some people are going to say that I need to read the petition. I've read your damned petition, and I understand the definitions of words. If the Free State Project says, yes, we agree with this petition, everybody disassociated, then that would mean that everybody that has any sort of connection to Free Talk Live, LRN, or FreeKeen would not be allowed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum, because when you disassociate with someone, you don't then allow them to come into your house.
Well, that's not what they're specifically asking for. I understand that it's somewhat nebulous what they're saying in their what they're saying in their petition, but it's not actually what they're saying. What they're saying is
it's not what they are intending to ask for, but it is what they're asking for.
Fine.
It's just like
some of them would want that. They would want a full on ostracism campaign and you know, not allowing us at their event.
I read a lot of legislation, and I've seen legislation where the person writing it intends to ask for one thing, but they've written it in such a way as to where they make everything illegal. That's not what they intended, but that's what winds up happening.
So again,
words have meaning.
So, but that's just a petition. We don't know what ultimately the Free State Project is going to decide to do, David. So at this point, it's still kind of up in the air. I'm expecting that we are not going to be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's my expectation here. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, did any word from any officials at the Free State Project convey anything to anybody regarding the petition and stuff?
Well, we know that they are having conversations about this. I mean, there are people within the Free State Project who are kind of high ranking, if you will. There are people who have assisted with organizing the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival who are anti-Free Talk Live and LRN and Free Keen. And so there's a lot of pressure in there on the folks on the board of directors, and I'm sure they all think slightly differently about this, and they've yet to come up with any kind of decision, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to just sort of get out in front of this. This was a long time coming. Mark, you cited one example earlier of when feathers were ruffled by you within the Free State Project, and I've ruffled feathers a number of times over the years, and you know, there have been several different incidents where it seems like it's almost happened that there's been a breakup between both organizations, and so you could say it's been a long time coming. But
we've never getting rid of the Free State Project. I just think that their goals have changed.
Yeah.
And since their goals have changed, what's the point in being all, you know, excited about, continuing the relationship? No big deal.
Well, personally, I don't want them to be in the position where they have to feel like they're choosing between one side or another.
That's why we did this.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I don't want – these are people who, for the most part, I like. Whether they like me or not is another question. But I don't really care about that. I tend to like most everybody. And – so I don't want them to be in this awkward place where there's this vitriolic, angry group who is frothing at the mouth to attack Free Talk Live, and they've been doing that, by the way, in a variety of different ways, where they're pressuring these people socially very heavily. And we're not, of course, pressuring anybody. We're like, hey, you know, you guys should do what you want, and here, we're going to make it easier for you by saying we're just letting you go from any kind of obligations you might have had to us under this contract. Because we did have an agreement with the Free State Project that sort of specified details about, you know, what do we do in return for, or what do they give us in return for us broadcasting from their events, basically a couple of hotel rooms, and essentially a top-level sponsorship of the event. So we get our name up there, and we get some hotel rooms out of it. And so that's the agreement we're letting them out of, basically. Did I explain that correctly? So there you go, David. Thank you for the call tonight. You can learn more about it over at the Free Keen blog at freekeen.com. I posted up the story last night. And so if you want to learn more, there you go. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up here, we'll talk more about Liberstad. Not a big enough organization to have any splinters yet out there. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian with you.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And if you are not yet private on the internet, there are steps you can take in order to become more private. ProXPAN's a good one. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. And whatever device you're using, they likely have a ProXPN waiting for you, whether it's Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or you've got Linux support as well. So go to ProXPN.com to get started. ProXPN, by the way, keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. At ProXPN, they accept credit card and even Bitcoin. And if you use the code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now. Use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN.com. Code FTL50. Now, I don't imagine there's much internet available at the moment in the area where Liberstad is going to be created. At least if the founders get their way and are able to sell 62 acres of property, mostly in advance. They did say they, if they get enough interest, they might just go ahead and take out a loan to go ahead and buy the full plot of land that they're looking for. Which, strangely, when you look at the map that they provide on their website, I believe it is Liberstad.com. The map, it seems to have two sort of long
parts,
vertical areas, and I don't know why they would not have it all contiguous. Why would you split the free town that you're making into two? That's not explained here so far, but I'm sure someone will be asking them that.
It's got an island.
The portions that they're trying to buy, Heaven Island?
I don't know.
There's a lake in part of it, and there appear to be islands in the lake.
There's also an abandoned farm as well.
I'm not entirely certain of everything I'm seeing here. So the property appears to, you know, these blue lines appear to take up part of this town called Tredgeland or something like that. Tedgeland. So I don't know what I'm looking at here. Is this the, all, are these, are we certain that these are the pieces of land? I don't know that. I just don't know.
Yeah, it's not clear.
Well, it's not in English.
Well, oh, it's not? Okay. I guess I haven't looked through their full website. It may be John Holmesland's first go at growing a society from scratch, says StartupSocieties.com, but he's been in the construction industry for 15 years and is confident in his abilities. Like many others in the Liberty Movement, John struggled to find an outlet where he could feel free without becoming a hermit. This is what he had to say. Quote, since becoming an anarchist about 6 or 7 years ago, it's been bothering me more and more that I was living in a statist community in a political town where I couldn't really relate to my neighbors or do anything about the things that were bothering me. And I imagine, by the way, a lot of libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists feel the same way. They feel alone. They feel frustrated. They feel that like they can't have an effect on things. And that, of course, is why the Free State Project came about and has been pretty successful so far. Going on, though, he says, and I didn't enjoy my work as much anymore as I was forced to fund the very things that I was against. So my initial plan was to buy a farm in a remote area in the countryside and move there with my family, start living off-grid and just distance myself and my family from the government as much as we could, and pay as little tax as possible. But I wasn't entirely happy with that plan, and I didn't want to distance me and my family from other people. So he wants to get other people to move out into the farm in the woods.
I'm with him. I certainly want the people that I want to be around.
We're social peeps. So people are social.
There's a difficulty to this. When you try something like that, there's going to be some people that you don't like that move out, too.
That's true. We've seen that happen here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, there's lots of people that don't like you.
There have been some undesirables who have moved here and have caused some problems. Some people think I'm one of them.
The good thing about that circumstance is those undesirables rent, here in town or whatever.
Most of them end up leaving.
Right, well, they do.
Yeah.
Renters can leave relatively easily. Owners have a much more difficult time leaving.
Yeah, they are looking to sell these plots of land.
You're asking people to go in at least $50,000 on a cabin here, likely.
I'm not asking, but this guy is.
Right, well, this guy is. I guess I'm speaking to him in a rhetorical fashion. So they're going to have to sell that, and are they going to want to sell at a loss? And, you know, I think it's the worst part about these projects, including the Free State Project, is the, hey, come hang out with us, except for you, you jerk. Get out of here. Like that thing that kind of happens in these circumstances is you.
That's people, though, man.
Who would move
to the jerk hole project?
Right. Well,
you're a complete a-hole and you can't get along with anybody, come hang out with us because we're complete a-holes too.
It turns out that's kind of what it's like.
Well, it's people. I mean, look, this one of the objections to the Free State Project is, oh, there's drama. Well, there's not really that much drama. It just looks bigger than it actually is on Facebook. And further, because again, people behave differently in real life than they do on Facebook. Maybe they'll talk about people behind their backs in real life, and then on Facebook they'll just do it openly. But that's just people. People don't get along with one another. I'm sorry. But anybody who's been in the Libertarian Party knows this. If your Libertarian Party grows to, 10 people, you're going to have disagreements. There are going to be people who are fighting over the most petty things. If you ever want to be just completely demoralized, go and sit in on any state Libertarian Party's business session where they talk about bylaws and the party platform. And then just watch as they fight for 3 hours or whatever over the, you know, whether the word and should appear or the comma before the or whatever. It just gets so petty and so ridiculous. And this is back to the Steiger's law that we were talking about before, where these people are spending a lot of time maintaining their organization and trying to tweak it in just the right ways that they want to tweak it so it can look more like what they want it to look like, rather than going out and doing libertarian outreach, you know, going out and pressing the flesh, meeting the public and, you know, handing people things and paperwork, or not paperwork, but, you know, flyers and information. And
flyers
out,
kind of is paperwork.
Yeah, giving out DVDs. Well, paperwork can suggest you have to do something with it, but...
Well, you want the person to do something with the flyer because it's got a membership form. It should have, you know, if it's a good flyer, part of the flyer is the membership form. You hopefully want the people to fill out the membership form and mail it in.
I was doing more general liberty outreach, even when I was with the Libertarian Party, just introducing people to the ideas of liberty. But, again, that's what we're talking about here, is the infighting. It's been going on forever. So there, no one should be surprised that there's infighting within the Free State Project. And I fully think that when it comes to a schism, that people should embrace the schism as much as they can. Meaning, if people are splitting, don't try to hold them together. Let them split. Let them go off in their separate directions. Start another party. We did that here in New Hampshire. We started the New Hampshire Liberty Party because we weren't satisfied with the way the Libertarian Party was. Rather than go into the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire and try to argue that they should add some sort of platform or plank to their platform about secession and, you know, fight forever with the existing party.
Well, until 2 months ago, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire did not have a platform.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying. Rather than going and trying to change the party, we just went ahead and started our own
thing. I've come to agree with your point about schisms, Ian. The holding folks together in sort of artificial groups, that's what most groups are, artificial, right, is just sort of pointless. If you don't particularly need somebody in your group, why try to make them stay? This is kind of the point with, you know, for the Free Talk Live freeing the Free State Project from whatever contracts they might have, is that, you know, hey, I don't think the Free State Project needs Free Talk Live like they did before they hit the 20,000 number. And what's the point in, you know, forcing everybody to do everything? If they want to pay us to come to their events, let's talk. If you don't, fine. Have a wonderful time.
Because it's a great event. I think people should still go to it, even if we don't end up being at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great event.
It's a wonderful event, but I got to say, I spend a lot of money to go, and I don't always feel like I need to do that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, it's a sizable financial commitment for my family to go.
Meaning that you can't do as much earning for your family while you're on the
camera. It's not just earning, but, you know, you've got to spend money on all the food
that's true.
There. Prepared food costs significantly more than
that's true.
Store food.
Toll free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Liberstad. We got more to say about that coming up.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. We're on the radio here. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show. Skype usernames, LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month into the show via any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website, or Bitcoin, and Free Talk Live will invest that into Free Talk Live so we can get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage around the globe, putting the ideas of liberty into more people's ears around the world. So you can help us with that and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is a lot of fun, and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll talk more about Liberstad, but first we go to Tim, listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim.
This is Ken.
Sorry, Ken. Go ahead, sir.
No problem. So I was calling in. You guys talking about how, like, groups somehow suddenly get too big, and there's a lot of people who all of a sudden, I think, feel alienated from what the original intent of that group was.
Yep.
And you kind of mentioned how the Free State Project, how they hit their 20,000, and they're kind of alienating you guys now at this point.
Well, the Free State Project, the board, has done nothing. But there are some people in the Free State Project that, that think that that's enough.
So I was kind of just calling in. So I moved here from New York as a member of the Free State Project, and I think it's more than just the size of the group. I think there's some actions of, like, vocal members who make people who, like me, who want to be part of the group kind of off-put from it because of, like, the biggest thing I can think of is that was a focal point was the Robin Hooding, which I thought was a great idea at the front of it, and I thought it was taken too far, and all of a sudden I can't support something like that anymore.
What was too far about it?
Yeah, what happened that was too far? Was it just that the reaction of the town, or was there some action that was too far?
You're referring to the Robin Hooding, which is feeding expired parking meters before a meter maid can go and put a ticket on someone.
Right. I think that's a great idea, and I think it's even a great idea to tell the meter maid that we're going to beat you to every meter. But I think the antagonizing needs to end at that point, and I think people need to understand that. When you go beyond that, you do a disservice in terms of public image to what people elsewhere are trying to do.
Yeah, it's frustrating, right? Like, so the people that are out there willing to go out and do the activism of Robin Hooding aren't us, and so they don't handle the situation.
You mean you and the caller?
Right. Yeah. And so they're not going to handle the situation exactly as we would handle it. However, I would point out...
That's not what I'm saying, Mark. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, there's an acceptable point in just human discourse and where you can make your point, and then when you go beyond that, you have to understand that your people are going to be turned off to what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I'm clear on that. I'm clear. There's an acceptable level of human discourse, and by your standard and by my standard, and I tend to agree. However, the difficulty is that you and I aren't willing to do the activism. It's the people that are willing to do the activism that are doing it, and it got a whole bunch of press. And
more so than any other Free State Project activism.
It seems like the town, the city, has more of has a better platform. The activists, what they don't show is what raging a-holes the meter maids were and what they were doing. Nobody ever seems to care. It's like these people are a force of nature. It's like they're bears in the woods and they just react. But, well, they never get held to account.
I got to disagree here, Tim.
I agree with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just want to comment here on what you've been saying, Tim, is that as a Robin Hooder, I'm sorry, Ken, as a Robin Hooder, as one of the six people who's been sued by the city of Keene over doing this activity, I'm pretty intimately familiar with it. And I got to say, most of the Robin Hooders I've ever experienced have not been mean. They have not been nasty in the streets. There are a couple of videos, one in particular involving Christopher Cantwell,
never a Robin Hooder.
Who's not officially a Robin Hooder, who was out kind of giving the meter maid a hard time. Giving the meter made a hard time, and what I'm wanting to say here is, this is activism. When you go out there and you do something in public, you do something in public, and you invite other people to join you, you can't control who shows up. What you can do is you can try to speak to them. You can try to give them new ideas on how to do this better. You can do that. But if they ignore you, ultimately, there's really not much you can do besides publicly decry their actions, which is what some people are doing about me right now because they don't like some of the things that I've done because they feel like it makes their job harder at whatever activism they're trying to do. Of course, you know, rather than focus on improving themselves and their methods, they focus on attacking the people who are out there doing things that they don't like. Personally, I don't attack other people for their activism. I think that you should do whatever it is that you feel is right.
I'm not attacking other people. I'm just saying it makes it difficult for me to associate with those people when there's a negative.
Okay, that's fine. We don't all need to associate with one another. I mean, I don't know if I've ever met you.
No, it's all voluntary, and I totally agree with that. It's all voluntary.
I don't need to know all 1,500 or 2,000 or however many Free Staters there are here. I don't need to know them all. I know already that not all of them like me, so you know it doesn't really matter to me whether I get to know or meet every single one of them. We don't all have to work together. We can all work on different projects that we all find to be interesting and worth our time and not really spend it worrying about other people.
Let me ask you this about Robin Hooding. Was it, on the whole, positive or negative?
I think it was the coolest idea in the world. I think it was the greatest public outreach that could have been done. And I think it was bungled in the application of it.
Why?
What specific parts were bungled?
Just mostly the PR aspect of it. And I think people just have to have a better understanding of
what PR was, but what was the problematic?
What was
problematic about the PR?
Come on, Ian. Don't play dumb. You understand the way it was spun. You guys were on the Colbert Report about this.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I thought that was stupid.
No, but you guys were spun as being complete not nice
a-holes? Idiots?
Yeah. Not nice people.
Okay.
And what it could have been spun as is you guys have been great people.
But we were also on... Hold on. You're ignoring all of the Good Morning America reports and the MSNBC and the Fox and the international reports that were absolutely suggesting that we were doing good things. The majority of the media coverage was positive towards Robin Hooding, and that upset many of the haters here in Keene because it kept them... It bugged the hell out of them. Like, these Robin Hooders are terrible. How dare Good Morning America make them look like heroes? So you're selectively choosing one particular piece of media that you didn't like.
Which you chose, too. I mean, you could have said no thanks.
It's funny. Because we have a good sense of humor, unlike some libertarians who can't handle having their philosophy made fun of.
I don't like to yell. I mean, I'm just telling you.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at Mark. Don't take it personal.
Okay. No, that's not you.
I'm used to it. That's what I get paid for, buddy.
Sometimes that happens.
So, Tim, look, this is, or Ken, I'm sorry. This is what happens, okay? When you do activism that has an impact, it's going to get media coverage. And some of the people in the media are going to make fun of you. Some of the people in the media are going to find things to nitpick about you. And others of them are going to laud you, and they're going to appreciate you. And that's just the way the cookie crumbles, my friend. You can either not do activism and stay below the radar, or you can put yourself out there and then become subject to criticism.
You don't have to put yourself on a national show that's whole purpose is to make fun of libertarians. I mean, I have to agree that that was a poor choice.
Well, the Colbert Report's whole purpose is to make fun of everybody.
Exactly.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They made everybody except for the city councilor look like a complete a-hole.
Yep, that's true. Look, as far as the things that they focus on for their packages, these news packages, these comedy news packages that they do, they make fun of them. It's a comedy show. We knew that in advance. If you think that was a bad choice, well, sorry. I would absolutely do it again because it was fun. We had a good time making it, and I enjoyed watching it. It was amusing, and a lot of people liked it. A lot of libertarians threw their hands up in the air, and they said that we had destroyed the movement by going on the Colbert Report, that we, in just that one swift move, had destroyed the entire libertarian movement. Isn't that pathetic? Doesn't that say that the libertarian movement is super easy to destroy, if that were actually true?
The thing that I found the funniest about it was that Garrett told the camera people, I don't want to be part of your package if you film Cantwell.
and they
put them both together to make it look like they were, you know, friends or
coworkers.
Hey,
Ken, if you can do
sort.
Better activism, get out there and do it, and then get some publicity for it, and we'll see how your cookie crumbles. Thanks for the call tonight.
We'll cover you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll definitely cover whatever it is you do.
What kind of cookie?
See you online between now and then. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.